Dum 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 da dum dum da dum 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 da dum 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 dum. We are live Force Friday. Bum bum, we're back, bitches. What's up, Tom Heineba?
I'm about to pull up your comments so that we can ask Doc Vader the pressing questions that you all want to know from an evil Dark Lord of the Sith.
The answer: 1 inch long, but 12 inches in girth.
That's gross, TV. That's gross.
You don't even know of what I was referring to.
What do they call you? The stump?
No comment. Welcome back, snitches. Look who's back in the mother-flippin' house with a lightsaber for your mother-flippin' mouse.
You haven't done a Force Friday in a long time. Where you been?
Well, I'll be honest with you. My master, ZDogMD, was upset with me because I was a little off the chain. And he said, you know what? It's time to pump the brakes on your land speeder, Vader, because you're making people cray, and they are sending me messages. And I said, I don't care about your messages, old man. You don't own me. You're not the boss of me.
Stephanie says, welcome back, with a bunch of exclamation points.
You know who I'd like to welcome back? Tony Danza. He was the original boss. Who's the boss? Tony Danza.
Is that a Welcome Back Cotter reference?
Oh, welcome back to the play. I love that show.
Is when Tony Danza even on Welcome Back Cotter?
No, he was on Who's the Boss?
That was John Travolta. Yeah.
John Travolta.
John Travolta was on Welcome
he
Back
was
Cotter.
Vinnie Barbarino.
I didn't even know you got those programs on Mustafar.
Oh, I've checked out all the historical documents of Earth. I assumed they were true historical documents, and I said, that guy could run the planet. He could run the galaxy. He may be a Sith Lord, John Travolta.
What's really grinding your gears right now?
Scientology.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why. They have a cruise. And I'm talking not Tom Cruise, who is also a Scientologist. No one put that together. There's a Scientology cruise in the Caribbean, St. Lucia, where there was a measles case. And nobody on the ship was vaccinated because they're all like, well, L. Ron Hubbard told us that vaccines are little evil aliens that go in your brain. I'm like, bitch, you based your religion on a goddamn third-rate sci-fi author. You made a religion on that. Like, I guess all religion is kind of like that, but this just takes it to the next level. So, yeah, Scientology is grinding my gears.
Bro, don't you think it's a little lame that we did Force Friday one day before May the 4th? It's a little lame.
Did we miss May the 4th?
May the 4th is tomorrow.
Well, you know what? Guess what the repost will say? Hashtag May the 4th be with you, because that's how we roll on social. We are powerful with the social media juice, Tom Heineba.
Amber says, wait, isn't today Thursday? What day is today, DV?
Oh, no. Did we do it wrong? It's Friday, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
You know what's funny? I have no idea what the actual day is. I was going to be like, wait, is it?
This man is an eternal 11-year-old.
Hey.
He doesn't have a calendar.
Just because I eat pizza rolls for breakfast, lunch, and dinner does not make me an eternal 11-year-old.
Ooh. Until Totino's makes a pizza roll, the universe will not be in balance.
Totino's does make pizza rolls, bro. They're the best ones.
What?
You don't know about these?
I used to, when I was back at the academy, I used to eat Totino's party pizzas, and I would only slightly cook them, so they were still milky in the center.
A bag of 60 Totino's pizza rolls is $5. And it says not to eat the whole bag at one time, but you know, I totally do.
You know what? You tell me not to eat a bag of Totino's pizza rolls, I will eat 3 bags. I will show you who is the boss, Tony Danza. He is the boss.
Debbie says that thing about the cruise is hysterical.
Do you know who was in charge?
Who?
Charles. Charles is in charge of my days and my nights. And I see I want Charles in charge of me. Scott Baio was an underrated genius.
What's another good theme song from the 80s that you like?
Believe it or not, I'm on Mustafar. I never thought it would be pure lava. Flying away in my TIE fighter, oh, I've turned to the dark. Believe it or not, now I'm dark.
Oh, man, this one's going to be... Maria would like to know if you, Doc Vader, are watching Game of Thrones. Take that as a yes.
No, never seen an episode. Not a single episode. Yes, I am rooting for the undead body of Theon Greyjoy to sit the Iron Throne.
Well, but he can't be undead because the White Walkers are dead now.
Yeah, that's what they say. Everybody knows that which is dead can never die. And Theon Greyjoy was dead and can never die. Also, he has no penis, which means less baggage. Mm-hmm. Unlike Tony Danza, who is the boss. Big penis. Big balls.
That's why he was the boss.
That's why.
Oh.
High testosterone.
It makes sense now.
Why do you think Ferrari named their car Testosteronosa? Because of, you know, balls.
Emma says today is National Space Day and National Paranormal Day, along with School Lunch Hero Day. That's a lot of days.
That's many days.
Yeah.
Those are the days of our lives. Tom Stewart. Why did I call you Tom Stewart? It's like combining John Stewart with Tom Heineber.
Daniel Walsh says, gotta remain positive. At least the kids of the Scientologist might not survive long enough to procreate. That's an evil joke, and I guess
what she doesn't understand is that the midichlorians, or whatever the mythology, what is the mythology of Scientology?
No, Daniel's a dude.
Wait, Daniel?
Daniel, not Danielle. Daniel.
Oh, Daniel. Daniel, I remember your night on the plane. Sitting on the beach and wondering why I'm not snorting cocaine. Oh. Wasn't that Elton Kwan, the Chinese Elton John?
Elton Kwan?
Sometimes I make myself laugh, Tom Heineber. Elton Kwan is one of those moments. He might be Korean. He may not be Chinese.
Vivian wants to know, and how do you know that Danza has large genitals?
Hello? Look at the fact that he is the boss, right? Who's the boss? Tony Danza. Why is he the boss? Big genitals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why else would you be the boss? This is a power structure, male-dominated patriarchy.
You know, I'm going to tell you one right now that I know as a fact. Liam Neeson, 10-inch. Big. Big
what's,
boy.
What's that in parsecs?
0.02 parsecs.
Well, then. That's not very impressive, is it? I mean, I'm the one who made the Kessel Run in under 12. Actually, that was my friend Han. He was my friend. But no, he was never my friend. Ooh. He was my son's friend.
Jen wants to know, how do you feel about National Awareness Days in general?
If you have to ask that question, you don't know shit about me because oh my gosh, there's a hole in my glove. Now we're going to have Glove Hole National Awareness Day, everyone. Let's take a second to pour a little out for the gloves that have been damaged on National Glove Hole. Are you a glove hole? We can have little hashtags. I can wear a pink ribbon. Glove holes, everyone. Glove holes. I fucking hate it, Tom Heineber. I hate Awareness Days. They are so stupid, and I get so many messages. Doc Vader. You know it's National Ding Dong Dingleberry Day. Those who suffer dingleberries, can you please give some awareness to this? I'm like, what even? Define awareness. Define for me what awareness is. Why should I want to increase something I cannot define? Awareness.
National Dingleberry Day.
It's a thing.
Paul says he's got a buddy who's getting a vasectomy and is insisting on a general instead of a local.
For a vasectomy?
I gotta say, I think I would insist on the general.
You know,
I'm like, put me out, bro. You're going to do stuff to my dick? Put me out.
Not me.
When in doubt, put me right out.
Not me. In fact, I told them I don't want anything. I want you to give me a bullet to bite on, and I want you to cut open my scrotum like one of those squishy toys, and all the foam comes up, all the epididymis. I want to see that you make the right incision, because I will not have more children. The two that I had are complete deadbeat pieces of crap. And I will not have more. So if you think I'm going under a general while someone cuts on my dick, you have another thing coming, Tom Heineber. There should be a National Vasectomy Awareness Day where you are aware that your vasectomy better go right.
Emma says, today is complete. Doc Vader does karaoke.
The circle is now complete.
Don't ask him to do more karaoke, Emma, because he will.
You tell me a song. You tell the fans to tell me a song, and I will sing it.
First person that types in a song. It's getting,
there it is.
It's getting sung.
While that's happening, we're keeping it real.
Oh, does Lord Vader miss Chewbacca? Chewbacca yes. Died. Peter Mayhew.
That's right. He died, and I poured a little Romulan ale out because I mix my universes. It's very sad because you could see in the last few movies, Chewbacca would be rolling around, and he'd be like, oh, chill, my back. My back! Chewbacca! But I will pour some out for him. It was sad. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, December wants you to say, sing I Touch Myself. I don't know
anybody else, but when I think about December, I touch myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ooh, what about the Ativan song?
Oh.
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump. Ativan. I got 12 IV in a gauge tang. I don't sing that. That's my master, Z-Dog MD. Ativan, 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 Ativan. Belt full of meds, call me Z-Dog.
Ooh, Rhonda wants you to sing Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark. Bratty Shark, doo 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 doo. I did it.
That was good.
I did it all for the nookie. That's Limp Bizkit. Enjoy yourself. All for the nookie.
Christina wants you to give a shout out to occupational therapist. What?
Ooh, OT. Here's my shout out.
PTOT?
PTOT. I'm not going to call you OT. You're PTOT as far as I'm concerned. One word, one purpose. Discharge my damn patient. I don't care what. Oh, no, but we're really about helping them with their ADLs and making sure that. No. This is what you are about. You're about taking my problem and making it that person's house's problem because they are now at home or in a sniff. Now it is the sniffist's problem. That's what you do, OT. Thank you. That's your shout out. Okay? Did you hear it? Let me turn it up. Boop, 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 boop. It's my first finger, not the middle. You thought I was going there. I didn't. I'm not dumb like this. I'm sweet like this.
Craig wants to know, who's the first person on your force choke list?
Number one, Billy Dee Williams. I'll tell you why.
Lando.
I tell you why, because he told me in a transmission.
You guys did a deal at Cloud City.
I have altered the deal. Pray I do not alter it further. I told him, what's the deal with Colt 45? And he looked at me right through the screen and he said, Colt 45 works every time. And you know what? The one time I tried it, it did not work. So, Billy G. Williams, you are on my number one on my force choke list. You're welcome, world. One less liar.
Oh, what about NSYNC's It's Gonna Be Me? What about that one?
I hate that song. I won't sing it. Instead, I will sing, looking back on the younglings I've killed, I was trying to do the will of the emperor. Turn me to the dark. Now let me show you the shape of my lightsaber.
I didn't picture you for a Backstreet over NSYNC kind of guy.
I'm looking back on crimes I've done. I never wanted to kill of those younglings, but I did anyway. And it kind of felt good. Tom Heinuber is gay.
What?
That's right. I did it.
That was mean.
I rhymed it.
I'm not gay.
I'm not gay, but if I was, I would want equal rights.
Listen, bro. Never mind.
I'm not your bro.
Ambi wants you to give some love to the CNAs out there. You got love for the CNAs?
The Certified Nougat Assistants?
No, nurse.
Oh, nurse. Certified nurse assistants. Yeah. I'll tell you, they are the ones doing the very difficult jobs in the hospital. I will give them love, but I will also not give them a raise because they are a cost center, and as far as the hospital is concerned. Now, every nurse worth their salt knows they couldn't get by the day without the CNA, so I don't understand what love there is to give beyond, oh my God, please don't quit or we will all die. Does that work?
Michelle says, what up, guys? It's Friday. What does supporter plus two mean anyway? You know, we have no idea, Michelle.
Yeah, first of all, it's pronounced geese, not guys, okay? We are using the French pronunciation. Number next, supporter plus two means there are two other little badges that Facebook has algorithmically bestowed upon you. Now, here's the funny part. I and my master have nothing to do with those badges. You have everything to do with a supporter badge by signing up as a supporter, but we have nothing to do with those other badges except to override them if you are a punk bitch. So somebody the other day with the title Valued Commentator made a comment, you and your half-wit legion, Tom Heineber, know nothing of racial divides. And I said, I know this, though. I know I have a button here that says, not only are you no longer a valued commenter, you are now banned. It's called the Ban Hammer Lightsaber of Justice. Ban. 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 Do not make me uncomfortable with your comments. That is not your job. Your job is to pander to me. I want myself surrounded by yes people and sycophants. Notice I said people because I'm inclusive.
I like sycophants instead of fans.
Well done. Banthas may not be sycophants, though. I will discriminate against them. I don't serve their kind here.
Did I ever tell you my theory about why Americans say herbs instead of herbs like the English do? Is because it's a French cooking thing. Because the French are like herbs. So we've picked it up because we're trying to be fancy. You know what I mean?
You know what? Leia.
But then other French words were like, fuck that. Like, do you know forte? That's not forte. It's fort. You just say fort.
I still walk into the foyer of a hotel any chance I get.
See, I'm American, okay? So I go in the foyer, all right? Like a goddamn patriot. I don't know what you're doing in the foyer.
He's not prejudiced. He's just addicted to opioids. That's America.
Doc Vader, please sing I Wanna Sex You Up by Color Me Bad.
Oh, I want to sex you up. Color me worse.
That's good.
That's the thing. They were bad. I'm worse. Dark Side for life. By the way, I brought the Dark Side group back. Why? Because I'm looking to lose my medical license by hosting moronic imbeciles posting stuff, dick pics. Come on, moderators, help me out here.
Somebody dissed me by saying forte is Italian. You know what? Suck it with your facts, everybody.
That is true. True, unrelated.
John says, this is the dumbest conversation I've ever heard.
You're the dumbest conversation I've ever heard.
It's wonderful.
We are brilliant in our own very dumb way. By the way, this morning my master went on a rant about how dumb anti-vaxxers are and how idiotically concrete they are. And then we do this because that's how we take it. We elevate that discourse, people.
I saw a comment on one of your pages, one of your Doc Vader pages, and it was like, don't call us anti-vaxxers. We're vaccine safety advocates who, yeah, are anti-vaccine. So, but don't be mean.
Mm. Okay. I listen to you, Sharon. I listen to you because you know your stuff. Your memes are so funny and not concrete at all, so I should trust you. Why should I trust any movement that has stupid memes? I will only trust movements with good memes, with funny memes, with clever memes. Instead, their memes are like, C-Dog MD is stupid. Here's a picture of him being stupid. That's not a meme. That's stupid. Meme is money, people. Don't waste it. A meme is a terrible thing to waste.
They're like, Darth Vader is mean. It's like, yeah.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite was somebody wrote a comment on my master's, oh, I'm going to trust someone who wears a NASA shirt. Like you believe NASA. Ha ha ha, smiley face. Yes, I believe the National Aeronautic and Space Administration over you, Betty, sitting in a cave on the internet writing stupid comments. Yes, I think I'll take them for 300, Jack. By the way, Alex Trebek, dying of pancreatic cancer. Very sad.
Sad. Very
sad. He's a good man and thorough.
Very sad.
And there's a guy from Las Vegas, which is like Tatooine, basically crushing the game. Crushing the game on Jeopardy right now.
Ashley says, Tom doing that voice gets me every time. That's my anti-vax voice.
Let me hear it.
You know what? I'm going to go get the wig. We should do Doc Vader debates an anti-vaxxer.
It's time. The time is now. Okay, bring the camera to me because it's about to get real. When he comes back, we are going to have a good old-fashioned meeting of the minds and possibly of the mimes. I'm trapped in a box. It's Vader trapped in a box. Vader trapped in a box, baby. Now I'm wise enough to know when a gift needs giving. And I got just the one. Look inside. It's my lightsaber in a box. Okay, come on now. Everybody's waiting. Here okay, it is. Oh, no.
Listen up. I have some things that I've been wanting to say to you. Okay, first of all, I've been doing a lot of research, and I'm pretty sure, not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure you're just Z-Dog in a mask.
You don't know me, all right? You don't know me. You haven't seen me. When I'm in my meditation egg rubbing one out to Padme, it's not Z-Dog in there, okay? It's Anakin frickin' Skywalker, MD, not DO, not NP, not PA, M flippin' D, all right? It's a hierarchy, bitch. You need to understand that.
Listen, okay, I don't like the fact that you use science as a weapon. So, there it is.
What else is science for?
To like, help the planet.
No, you're wrong.
What?
Just stop talking. No, it is a weapon. Science is there to make a weapon to kill people like you that don't believe in science. It's a self-fulfilling circle. The circle is now complete.
That is so evil. What you're saying is not nice.
Look at my face, bitch. Do I look like I got this being nice? I'm not here to be nice to you. I'm not like the other doctors who are like, oh, let us address these anti-vaxxers like they are human beings with three or more neurons. No, I address you as what you are, scum and stupidity personified in a wig with vocal fry. None of it. I'm having none of it.
But,
zero of it.
Okay, but think about it like this. I've never been vaccinated and I'm fine.
You're totally fine. Mm-hmm.
I just have Hashimoto's disease. And the other chronic Lyme, what's the other one I have? Endometriosis, and also chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. But other than that, I'm doing really good, like really good.
You know what? I take it all back.
I'm in a really good headspace right now.
You are severely vaccine injured. It's all because of the vaccine. Does that make you feel better? Now that you have somebody to blame, you can blame the Jawas or the Emperor or the Stormtroopers instead of blaming your own shitty genes and your bad life decisions like smoking while you're pregnant.
My genes are, I go to Lucky to buy my genes. They are high quality.
Not gonna lie, those are great genes.
Mm-hmm.
If I still had anything but a robotic ass, I would wear those. You know what genes I hate? Levi's. They're garbage genes. People who wear Levi's are poor people. That's all I'm gonna say. Or cowboys.
But yeah, anyway, I'll admit to doing a lot of the memes about you. Because I go on and I see your stuff and I'm like, this guy's a mean poopy butthole. So what do? I take a picture of a poopy butthole and I write Mr. Z-Dog / Doc Vader. That's what I do. And then you gotta just sit there and take it because you're mean.
Nothing concrete about that. Sounds like you've freely abstracted several layers of comedy into that meme. Congratulations! On making a meme that a first grader could maybe understand, except the first grader would laugh at you and go, that's not funny because it's just stupid. First grader would say that. Congratulations, first grade humorist, comedian to the first graders. Sit down comedian because you can't even stand up because you're so lightheaded because of your fake pots.
Listen, Don Papa says I'm supporting the tiny coffin industry, and he's right, because they're so cute. Have you seen them?
You know what? You and I have finally found something we can agree on.
They have rhinestones
There's
on them.
There's nothing better than a small coffin. When I killed all those younglings, I made the coffins myself, because I'm like, you know what? It's a little thing of mine. I'm a bit crafty. With a skill saw. Remember Woodshop? I don't either. That's why it was a little ganky.
Emily wants to know how you would change the way healthcare works on both small and large scales. What's the best way to go about it? Well, okay, thanks. I'll tell you, Emily.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I would get rid of all the doctors because they're just a bunch of big meanies.
Mask palm.
Yeah, and what I would do is I would replace them with health coaches, but not trained health coaches. Just like people who just have good vibes.
Bilateral and mask palm.
Then they could just, you know, like... You could call them up and you'd be like, my tummy hurts. And they would be like, oh, you're going to be okay, sweetie. You know, that would be a nice healthcare system.
You know what? You're wrong. And I'll tell you why. It's not a tummy. It's a bell. When your bell's achy. Did someone really ask for an honest answer about healthcare transformation from a man in a wig? And a person who's burned on Mustafar, I'll tell you, first of all, you need a serious psychiatric evaluation. If you're asking us for transformation of the healthcare system, give me an easier question.
Jeremy says that he's high, and this is funny. And then he wants to know if you smoke weed. I smoke a lot of weed, I'm going to be honest with you, because I feel like it helps me with my chronic migraines. And I'm self-medicating my bipolar disorder. But other than that, like, it's just from the ground, you know? It's really good for you. Do you smoke, bro?
Look at me. Can't you tell? I'm an edibles guy. I don't smoke. Finally, something we're in common with.
Common ground.
Common ground.
Hey.
In fact, 30 minutes ago, I took a nice big pile of brownies, and they're just starting... Do my eyes look red to you?
Why are you looking cute to me all of a sudden now that I know you smoke?
How come I don't know where to put my hands?
What?
Am I... Is this... Logan, where do I put my hands? Logan, why is the red light on? Oh my God, I'm so high. Bilateral mask palm.
Charles says, is that blonde chick single? I'm a blacksmith in PA. Oh, man, we just smoked hella weed.
Hits from the bong.
Oh, I'm high.
Came to get high.
I'm so high right now.
Hits from the bong. What's the question?
I don't even know. I forgot it. I lost it because I just don't even know what I'm doing.
You know, I'm starting to think you look pretty good myself.
Hey.
I haven't cheated on Padme since she died. Except with her ghost, which I don't think is cheating.
That sounds like we should, like, totally, you know, give each other the measles.
You know, that would...
I mean, I have them, and I'll give them to you.
This conversation's over now.
What?
I thought we were going somewhere, and then you took it back to the plague.
Hey, when you get immunity from getting infected with the measles, it's for life, because you die sometimes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Rabies as well. Once you get it once, you don't get it again. It's a very simple algorithm.
This wig is itchy. Let's go back to some...
Try a helmet, old man.
What?
Yeah. And I say old man because you've turned 30 and now you're like a decrepitated old piece of shit.
That's just part of your suit, bro.
How dare you?
Let's go back to some real questions. Sean wants to know how you feel about Narcan.
Oh, Narcan?
Mm-hmm.
I love that ish. Saves lives. Shouldn't need it, but we do.
What would you say to Andrew Wakefield if you met him in person? JD wants to know.
I wouldn't speak. Like, see, this is the problem. Most evil villains, when you meet them, they give you this big expository. Now, here are all the ways I'm going to kill you, Mr. Bond. I would just see Andrew Wakefield, and I would run at him like a Dothraki screamer with my lightsaber. And just whoosh. Dead. One less pestilence agent. Lightsabered in half. And then glued back together like frickin', who's that guy? Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Hey, he's all a spider.
That's right.
Not okay.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like it either. Don't bring back Darth Maul.
It seems like as soon as somebody's action figure sells well, they bring him back to life.
It's true.
You know?
It's true. That's why, wait and see. Tony Stark's going to be back. I'm just saying, no spoilers. He's going to be back.
No spoilers, but you just spoiled it.
You know what? No spoilers. No homo. All the other hashtags that have no in them.
Bro, you can't say no homo anymore, okay?
Really?
All right. It's not okay. No homo.
Really?
You're not allowed to say it.
Why are you telling me what I can say?
Two bros just have to, like, you know, be open with their feelings and, like, express it to each other.
I'm expressing the fact that I like the hashtag no homo.
No, can't do it anymore.
All right.
You know?
I understand. Because
it implies that being a homo is bad.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, it kind of does. All right, never mind. I take it back.
You're so heteronormative, DV.
I'm not gay.
Hey.
If I was, I would want equal rights.
What's your three-step plan for dominating the galaxy?
Number one, dominate the galaxy. Number two, go to Little Caesars, get a pizza. Number three, take a nap.
Jeremy wants to know, what do you think of these new Star Wars movies? I think they're whack as fuck.
I will disagree. I enjoy them because Kylo Ren is like a slightly more goth version of Anakin. And less whiny.
I like that Kylo Ren is sort of a whiny millennial.
Yeah.
He's like, why are the baby boomers still in charge? I want to run the universe.
Exactly. Do you understand the theory that I have that I've read online? So now it is my theory?
Mm.
So, all right. Because you've seen the trailer for the last one.
That's right.
The saga ends.
Where the Emperor laughs.
Yes.
And he's back from the dead and he's like, blah, blah, blah.
I'm like,
blah,
bitch,
blah.
I killed that guy. But did I? So here's the theory. That the Emperor Palpatine was actually Darth Plagueis, who was his master. And when he explains to Anakin back in the Revenge of the Sith, he says, listen, this guy, Darth Plagueis, had solved death. he was able to transcend it using the Force to actually reverse it. And then his own apprentice killed him in his sleep. And you're like, wait, seems like he's going out like a sucker for someone who, with that much power. Turns out the theory is Darth Plagueis had figured out how to live forever by transferring his Force ghost into his apprentice. So he transfers the Force ghost, then he kills himself, the old body. Now he's Palpatine. That's Darth Plagueis. Now, when Darth Plagueis was thrown into the reactor core at the end of Return of the Jedi, by me, he then couldn't inhabit another body because he was surprised. So he ends up on Endor. In the trailer, you see the Death Star sitting on Endor, the big broken piece of it.
That's right.
Snoke was a collector of dark side memorabilia, goes to Endor, finds the Emperor's body there. Plagueis transfers himself into Snoke. Now Snoke is basically Plagueis, trains an apprentice, Kylo Ren, to be his next body. So that's why he's sitting there going, oh yeah, you're a piece of shit, Kylo. Oh yeah, I see you. You're just a dummy. Here's a stronger girl. She's a girl and she's better than you, huh? Oh, you're gonna kill me now? Yeah, oh, you killed me, and guess what? He transferred himself into Kylo. That's why Kylo became even more of an asshole after he killed Snoke.
This is a really confusing theory.
You're confusing.
It's really confusing.
It is true. Search your feelings. Search your feelings.
Unpopular opinion? Okay, all right, give this to me. What is your...
You better take another hit.
What's your unpopular opinion about the new Star Wars movies?
My unpopular opinion?
Yeah. What opinion do you hold that you would think is unpopular?
Okay, it's this.
This is a new meme. Unpopular opinion's a new meme.
That the last one, The Last Jedi, is one of my favorite movies in the series.
I agree.
You do.
It's one of the better ones.
It's one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm. Except for that Mary Poppins moment where Leia flies through space.
Okay, that was just absolutely dumb.
Leia.
Yeah. Leia. You say potato. I say tomato. Let's call the Death Star off.
Damn.
I like that movie because it was legit. And they killed most of the rebel scum. I didn't like the scene where they go to that Vegas planet.
Oh, yeah. That was dumb. That was dumb.
That was like a nod to like, oh, okay, here's the liberal sensibility. All the rich people are war profiteers and let's give it to them, you know.
Monte Carlo, the planet.
Exactly.
What do you think? Should we call the code? We've done 32 minutes. We want to keep going.
We will call the code.
Let's call the code, TV.
Let's call the code. Everyone, I have one thing to say.
Yeah, say it.
I hate you all.
Whoa.
I want you all to die miserable deaths. And also, I love you. It's good to be back. Oh, hits from the bong.
Came to get high.
Should I do this? Here we go. Pick it, pack it, fire it up. Come along, take a hit from the bong. Put your pipe down just for a second. Don't get me wrong, it's not a new method. Inhale, exhale, just got an ounce in the mail. We out. Came to get high.